Page 50. Read. Three poets.
People write poems to share what they see. They want us to feel the joy or sadness that they feel. The following three poets come from two countries, the United States and the United Kingdom. However, the language they use is the same, English. Michael Rosen is a British children's book writer and poet. He enjoys writing poetry and reading it aloud with his children. Michael Rosen and his daughter are eating at a table one day. A raisin escapes. It seems to run away from its jar.
A Dangerous Raisin, But My Daughter Elsie Is Helpful, by Michael Rosen. A raisin has escaped from the raisin jar. It's whooshing across the table like a shooting star. Now it's leaping in the air like a kangaroo. Look out, Dad! It's coming for you!
Michael Rosen writes very creative poems. His poem, Color, encourages children to be creative too.
Color, by Michael Rosen. Take a brush. The sky is green. The grass is blue. You are purple. The house is silver. The sun is black. The river is gold. The world has changed. Did you do that?
Aileen Fisher was an award-winning American children's poet, book writer, and playwright. She loved nature and liked to go hiking and mountain climbing. Do you like grasshoppers and beetles? Aileen Fisher loved to write about insects.
But I Wonder, by Aileen Fisher. The crickets in the thickets, and the katydids in trees, and ants on plants, and butterflies, and ladybugs and bees, don't smell with little noses, but with feelers, if you please. They get along quite nicely, but I wonder how they sneeze.
Robert Louis Stevenson was a famous Scottish poet and book writer who lived in the 1800s. He wrote many books, including the famous Treasure Island. Do you notice how winter days are short and summer days are long? Robert Louis Stevenson noticed it too and wrote about it in his poem, Bed in Summer.
Bed in Summer, by Robert Louis Stevenson. In winter, I get up at night and dress by yellow candlelight. In summer, quite the other way, I have to go to bed by day. I have to go to bed and see the birds still hopping on the tree, or hear the grown-up people's feet still going past me in the street. And does it not seem hard to you, when all the sky is clear and blue, and I should like so much to play, to have to go to bed by day?